You know that guy that that is planted at every simcha where someone says a nice vart and he says, "Well, technically, you know," like there's like someone has some problem with the accuracy of the vart that was just said of like this beautiful shtickle Torah. So I was once at a bat mitzvah just before Shavuos, and the principal of the girls' school spoke on the theme of Hosef Yom Echad Mida'ato, that Moshe Rabbeinu added an extra day, and how the bat mitzvah was being celebrated on the very last day before Shavuos, which is that day that Moshe Rabbeinu added on his own, and he developed this whole beautiful theme and what that means for the bat mitzvah girl. I'm sure she was listening intently. And I overheard somebody near me point out that that's a nice idea, but it's inaccurate. The actual date of Kabbalah Satorah was Zayin Sivan, so the day that, according to Rabbi Yossi, in the Gemara and Shabbos, Pevav and Beis. So the day that Moshe Rabbeinu added was actually the day that we celebrate Shavuos, which is Vav Sivan. So it was actually not, even though it was the night before Shavuos, it was actually not the day of Hosef Yom Echad Midaito. So the question is, okay, that, while that may be true, it just draws attention to the idea that Shavuos is not celebrated on the anniversary of Kabbalat HaTorah, which is just wild. Meaning, here in Chutz La'aretz, we do have the opportunity to celebrate Shavuos on the anniversary of Kabbalat HaTorah on the second night. Yeah, you know, there's like a whole movement to have learning in shuls on the second night of Shavuos, to have some sort of limud. I'm told Rav Moshe Weinberger was opposed to it. He thought he did not like the idea, but that's not the Minhag Yisrael. The Minhag Yisrael is at Dafka the first night. But L'chora, the second night, that's the anniversary of Kabbalah Satorah. We even allude to the inaccuracy of the date by referring to the Yom Tov as not Yom Matan Torah Seinu, but Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Yeah, the general time. We're celebrating around the time of Matan Torah Seinu, but it's not the actual day of Kabbalah Satorah. So how do we account for that anomaly? It's an unusual thing about the Yom Tov of Shavuos. It's not actually on the anniversary of Kabbalah HaTorah. But that's not the only strange thing about the Yom Tov Shavuos. It's the only one of the Shalosh Regalim that's celebrated for just a single day and not an entire week. And yet, it's also, ironically, the only one that's called, colloquially at least, and if not by the Torah, Shavuos. It's called weeks, and yet it's the only one that's not a week. It's the only one that's just, it's just a day. And it's obviously Shavuos, the colloquial term of Shavuos, is a reference not to the day itself, but to the weeks that lead up to the Yom Tov. Now, but that itself is strange. Why would we call a day by something that doesn't describe the day at all? It only describes the days leading up to that Yom Tov, and it's also the only holiday that doesn't really have any mitzvahs. It doesn't have a separate mitzvah. There's no matzah, there's no dalet minim, there's no sukkah, there's no shofar, there's no fasting, there's no chamish inuyim. It's just the Yom Tov. So what are the halachas of Shavuos? Whatever hilchos Yom Tov are. Those are lots of minhagim, because there was this vacuum. No mitzvahs, so we had to pile on minhagim. So staying up all night, and flowers in the shul, and cheesecake, and nakdamas. You have all these minhagim that we've added in. But that's what they are. They're minhagim, because there are no mitzvos hayom of Shavuos. You would think that Zman Matan Torah Seinu is a significant enough event in human history that it should warrant a mitzvah in commemoration. Not just a significant enough event in human history, it is the most significant event in all of human history. And therefore, you would think that it should warrant some sort of mitzvah to commemorate it. And finally, there are holy places in Judaism, certainly. We believe Esther Kedush Hosein, right, the Mishnah tells us. Eretz Yisrael is Kadosh Mikol HaRatzos, Yerushalayim is Kadosh, right? You have Harabayis. We even have within Eretz Yisrael certain places outside of Yerushalayim that have a certain Kedush of the Maris HaMachpelah. You know, Chevron is the Ir HaAvos and has a certain Kedush to it. And Tzfat has a certain Kedusha to it. I mean, there are certain places that have Kedusha, yet we would imagine that the holiest place in our religion ought to be the place that our religion was born, right? It should be the place that our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was forged. It should be the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu married the Jewish people, Har Sinai. And yet, the moment we left Har Sinai, it went back to being a mountain like any other, to the point that it's just some anonymous mountain in the desert that we have no idea. It's somewhere there. We couldn't even identify it anymore. the moment we left our Sinai, Kitino Karatzmi Vesa Sefer, we never ever came back. You know, the thing about a Tino Karatzmi Vesa Sefer is he comes back for the next school year. We never ever came back. Someone once said, you know why they call it Kitino Karatzmi Vesa Sefer and not Kimalamid Harasmi Vesa Sefer? It's because even Klal Yisrael didn't leave Har Sinai as fast as the Malamid runs away from the Vesa Sefer at the end of the year. You know, the kids think they're happy. But we never ever came back. You know, why aren't there thousands of Jews ascending Har Sinai every year like they do to the Ukraine? You know, like that's enough of a draw. Right? Why isn't Har Sinai enough of a draw? So again, three questions. First of all, why is it that Shavuos is celebrated decidedly on a day, according to Shitas Rabbi Yossi, that is not the anniversary of Kabbalah Satorah? And second of all, why is it that there are no mitzvos hayom, and we call the whole Yom Tov Shavuos, even though it's not a week, the whole Yom Tov is so unusual. And finally, why is it that the place where it all happened is a place that we've never gone back to, and we've never cared to go back to, and it's not recognized as a Makom Kadosh? So there's a beautiful Kli Yakar in Parshas Emor, who offers an insight that is simple, but sometimes the simplest ideas are the most resonant. You know, they resonate as most true. Essentially, just like we used to be told that, you know, when you're a kid, every day is Mother's Day. What was your excuse for not buying your mother a card on Mother's Day? What do you mean? I don't need to get you a card on Mother's Day. Every day is Mother's Day. So, meaning I think it's supposed to be the opposite, right? I show appreciation or whatever every single day. But, we were told every day is Mother's Day. In reality, every day is Kabbalah Satorah. That there is no, it's just a simple idea that we know to be true. There is no day of Kabbalah Satorah. There is no Yom Matan Torah Sing. Every day is Kabbalah Satorah. And that's explicit in Chazal, that each day the Torah should be new to us like the day that we accepted it. That every day we should feel this energy in the Torah, this chiyus in the Torah, that you can't even describe. It's hard to describe to people who've never experienced it. You can't sit down and intellectually convince someone to love Torah. It just doesn't work. You have to just experience it. I've told the story many times. I'll tell it again. My brother-in-law lives in Florida, is like a super duper guy. And once the local newspaper was doing a puff piece on Shavuos, and they came to the shul, to the Boca Raton Synagogue, and they were, writing about the programming and things that they're doing, and how there's this thing about staying up all night. And this reporter was interviewing my brother-in-law, a Jewish non-religious reporter, and the reporter said, why do you stay up all night? He said, because we love it. We love learning Torah. And the reporter said, but why? What's so great about it? He said, I can't really describe it to you. Come, sit and learn with me. He said, I learned with the reporter for a half hour. Only my brother-in-law would do that. He said, that's amazing. But that's the only way to do it. You can't describe it. You can't describe what Torah is. You have to experience it. And when you experience it, you see how there's like this, if you're doing it right, there's like this sense of ischachos and excitement. Every day becomes a day of Kabbalah Satorah. And you don't sense it before you do it. Even if you've experienced it 1,000 times before, very few people see a Gemara sitting on the table and have like an extreme taiva to grab it. It's still, you're battling a Yetzer Hara to get involved, but once you get involved, you appreciate that sense of excitement, that sense of re-experiencing Matan Torah. The notion of a Chiddush in Torah is as available to us every other day of the year as it is on Shavuot. We have the ability to be Mechadesh in Torah. Gemara Ne'erim, Daf and Dalet Amud Beis, tells us, like a child who suckles from his mother, will always find milk, no matter the time of day or night. Kach haTorah kolahoga ba motzi ba b'chol yom tam chadash. Every day you could find a new chiddush. Every day you could find something new that you never discovered before. And guess what? That maybe nobody ever discovered before, because each member of Klal Yisrael has their own ability to be mechadesh in Torah. Limiting Matan Torah to a single day would suggest that Torah is limited to a single day. And that's what we're very hesitant to do. So lest a person think that his Torah can wait for Shavuos. Yeah, I'll stay up all night learning on the day before the actual anniversary of the Kabbalah Satorah. You know, on the day of Kabbalah Satorah, we say, no, stay up all night learning the day before the anniversary of Kabbalah Satorah. Because the day before the anniversary of Kabbalah Satorah is as good a day as any to celebrate the Kabbalah Satorah. The Kli Yakar draws a parallel between Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah in this regard. Rosh Hashanah is also only a single day, and is also not identified in the Torah by its true nature as being a Yom Hadin. Just as because each and every day is really on a certain level a Yom Hadin. Our actions matter all the time. Tshuva is a mitzvah that we have to do all the time. It's not only for that day. So too, each and every day is a day of Kabbalah Satorah. We focus on it and try to gain an enhanced appreciation of it on Shavuos, but every day is a day of Kabbalah Satorah. We don't recall Kabbalah Satorah. We relive Kabbalah Satorah each and every day. And the relationship that a Jew has with Torah is something that can't be built into our psyche in a single day. It's something that runs very, very deep. And it runs through our veins. It's deep in our neshama. It's deep in our blood. Our kavanah Torah, very often, will remain evident in a Jew long after his actual nuts and bolts commitment to Torah is gone. Meaning there's something about the way Jews used to connect to Torah and still do connect to Torah, that it just stays for longer. That there are certain parts of it, there are certain hanhagos that we have that are a reflection of it, that will stick even if the person himself is not really personally connected to Torah. Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg said that a Baal Tshuva told him that he remembers as a young child being dropped off at public school by his irreligious mother on a rainy day. And his mother said, I could tell you which of these children are Jewish just by watching them run into school. Again, public school kid, not a religious family. And the mother says, I could identify which kids are Jewish on a rainy day by how they're running into school. The kid said, really? How? And the mother said, very simple. The non-Jewish children are holding their books over their heads to protect them from the rain. The Jewish children are putting their books under their jackets to protect the books from the rain. Meaning, that's a Yiddish thing, that we've always protected our book. Who kisses a book? Only the Jewish people kiss a book. Right? That's something that nobody else does. Rabbi Feiner has a whole drasha about this, about the feel of a sefer and the kiss of a sefer. He said that when, who was it? I think it was maybe Rav Schwab. No, Rav Ruderman, I think, toward the end of his life, his eyesight was almost all gone. And they asked Rav Ruderman someone asked him a shaila, and he said, yeah, it's in this in the Sefer. The person said, where can I find the Sefer? Rav Ruderman said, bring me down to my study and just run my hands along the Svarim on the shelf, on a certain shelf. And he's running his hands along, and he finds it, he pulls it out. He said, how'd you do that? He said, I feel the Sefer. I know what it feels like. I have it, it's like part of... There's a certain relationship that the Jew has to the book. He said, Rabbi Ruderman, toward the end of his life, they wanted to have someone, he was going to be declared legally blind and he was going to need an aid that would help him out. And he was like very against it. He didn't want any help. So he told the doctor, no, I'm fine. I can see. I'm okay. And the doctor said, no, you can't. And he said, yeah, yeah. And he takes a Gemara Ksubis off the shelf. And he opens it up and he starts saying it, Baal Peh, the whole Gemara. And the doc said, that's really great, except it's Krisus, it's not Ksubis. but a Jew has this connection to the book. You know. And again, these are public school kids running, they have no connection, they don't even know what Torah is. You know, sort of Rabbi Hain told me that when he first came to Houston, Texas in 1972, he was a rabbi in Houston, right out of Smicha, and he came to Houston, Texas, and the person that picked him up from the airport said, Rabbi, I'm not so religious, but my daddy's a Chalitzias Mitzrayim. He was a very religious man. Sometimes a Jew has no connection to anything, but a Jew has a connection. A Jew has a connection to the book. In the Sefer Pischei Sha'arin, in Simresh Behei, Os Chav Ches, he quotes a Kitzur Shla, that when sweeping a room, non-Jews had the practice of sweeping out toward the door, while Jews have the practice of sweeping toward the middle of the room. And during the Spanish Inquisition, the government officials would investigate clandestinely how women swept their floors to be able to identify a Jew. If they swept it toward the middle of the room, not toward the mezuzah and the front door, then it showed their loyalty to Jewish tradition and they'd be killed. And the kavod for Kisvei HaKodesh, not to allow dirt and garbage to be brought toward the mezuzah, it wasn't taught, it wasn't explained, it was intuitive. It's the way you saw your mother sweep the floor. It's just the way Jews did things. A Jew doesn't just learn Torah. A Jew reveres Torah. A Jew cherishes Torah. And that can't be built in a day. That can't be built in a night, no matter how long the night goes, no matter how exciting the shiurim are. That's day in and day out. That's ma hafti sarasecha kolay yamisichasi. That has to be something that is an expression of an unlimited amount of love. And based on that kliyakar, now we can answer all the questions we began with. It's in fact quite obvious. We don't celebrate the yom of Matan Torah. We celebrate the zman of Matan Torah, which in reality is every single day. From the day we're in our mother's womb learning with the malach, intensified on the day we first learn to speak, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Moreh, right? The first words that were, as soon as the Gemara says, a katan yodeh ledaber, that's what you're supposed to start teaching him. And continues each and every day, v'yigisabo yomam v'layla. When we celebrate an event, we celebrate for a week. When we have a defining moment that affects every day, and it's not just an event that is being celebrated, well then we celebrate for a day as an example, as a paradigm for what every day should feel like. It's called Shavuos because the weeks preceding the day, are just as important as the day itself. They're no less important because every day there's a chiyuv of Talmud Torah. And just as Torah is not limited to any time, and it's not limited to any place, Har Sinai is not the place of Torah, the way Har Abayis, for example, is the place of Karbanos. Har Sinai is not the place of Torah. Har Sinai is another mountain. You know, I remember taking a trip with my children. Every summer we go on, we used to at least, now they're older already, but we'd go on these baseball trips. So I remember driving in somewhere in Pennsylvania. I think we were in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And my son Daniel was learning Seder Kachem at the time, Mishnayis Kachem. So in Altoona, Pennsylvania, we were learning Maseches Arachin. I said, I bet this is the first time Maseches Arachin has ever been studied in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Right? I would bet that's the case. Now, whether that's true or not, it doesn't matter, because Altoona, Pennsylvania is no different than Har Sinai, which is no different than Mir Yerushalayim, which is no different than any other place on earth, as far as Talmud Torah. Every place is a place of Torah. Salvation used to say that there are only Yud Gimel Ikari Amuna, but if there could be a 14th, if he had the right to add a 14th Ikari Amuna, it would be Vayihi Ben Soa Aro, that the Torah always can travel. Wherever the Jewish people are, the Torah can go with them. We strongly believe that. And that affects, that's why there is no, Har Sinai is not a special location for us. Now, I've often told the story in the past. My chavrusa, Rabbi Rasner, told me when he was, before he had made Aliyah, when he was still in YU, he saw Rav Yitzchak Kohn in YU the day after Rosh Hashanah. And he made the rookie mistake of asking Rabbi Kohn a trite question like, "Hey Rabbi, how's your Rosh Hashanah?" Rabbi Kohn said, "How's my Rosh Hashanah? Has been Rosh Hashanah?" And he, in fire in his eyes, Rabbi Rasner said, "Oh, I did something wrong. Don't ask me today how my Rosh Hashanah was. Ask me in February how my Rosh Hashanah was. I'm not going to know till February how my Rosh Hashanah was." We were trying to say that it's not just a day; it's going to affect the whole year. How's my Shavuos? Don't measure my Shavuos. Did I stay up all night learning? Did I attend shiurim? Did I give shiurim? Did I learn a lot of Torah? Yeah, that's good. How am I doing it throughout the rest of the summer? When I'm not in the structure of the yeshiva, am I still the gisba yom v'layla? Am I still ma hafti sorasecha kol yom yisichasi? Am I still connected to Torah in a meaningful way? Then you could ask me, how is my Shavuos? That's the exciting part of Shavuos. The exciting part of Shavuos is that there's nothing particularly exciting about Shavuos. There's no mitzvah sayom. It's that it's emblematic, it's paradigmatic, you know, a paradigmatic example of what every day could be. And that's our goal. that our goal should always be to have this deep, deep connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Torah each and every day of our lives.